Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wurstler. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Wurstler steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wurstler moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Hadley moves to third. Burns moves to second. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley scores. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Larry Boerner now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Boerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boerner hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon is hit by the pitch. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Boerner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to second. 2 outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Garms reaches second base with a double. Sharon scores. It's 7 to nothing, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Boehner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Boehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Boehner hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen misplays the ball. That's an error on Olsen. Sharon moves to second. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Boehner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to third. Levy moves to second. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherin scores. Lovey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Browns. John Michaels now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Garms for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Wurstler, who tags Goslin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's 9-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing left field. Andy Spinardi now playing third base. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Alexander races over to make the catch. There's the throw to catch Garms, and he's out, with Michaels covering. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Spinardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spinardi takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spinardi moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for John Michaels. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spinardi moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spinardi scores. Whatwood scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Browns. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Gallagher now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Spinardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spinardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spinardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Hadley covering. Safe. Marty McManus pinch hits for Ed Gallagher. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.